This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
The country. Look forward to our visits every week on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to work with you, talking about things that are important to our farm families, ours. I consider my farm to be your farm. Doing things there, I talk about what we're doing on my farm, and then we find successful farmers to give you inspiration, perhaps, in the areas that we need it. I like to start the program off with some news, and then we'll have a conversation today. We're going to talk to Lisa Kivarist, who's the owner of In Serendipity Farm, has a B&B attached to it as well. So we'll have that story. How is it that she's successful? Again, all of these conversations are aimed at giving you inspiration, light, from the corner of the world for agricultural families. Is pretty dark right now. So what is going on? One of the things that's going on immediately of concern is the bad weather, the heavy snow. There are a lot of people through the Midwest that cold are used. This is nothing new to farmers in most of these areas of the upper Midwest and the Northeast. But there are I've told the story on the air, what happened to me 3 years ago. When the roof, was it 3 years ago? It was 4 years ago now. It was February 2015 when the roof collapsed on one of my barns in the area where the feedlot was under the weight of 11 feet of snow. 8 cows died. There were 3-4 days of temperatures 30 below, 35 below. The cows' feet were freezing in their steps. In the feedlot, their bags I had 180 cows at the time out there in that lot, and we were milking them, and their bags got frostbitten. It was an awful, awful reality, and I stopped milking. I didn't want to do it anymore after that. And so I'm not suggesting it's the right thing. I don't want you to stop. I just was disheartened because 3 people quit. They didn't want to work and all that stuff. So the point is, in terms of my barn and the collapse, the heavy, heavy snow, we couldn't have gotten up there anyway to get the snow off. But if you have the ability to remove the snow from your roofs, your barn roofs, you better do it. Because building failures from snow loads are really something you're going to be reading about. And they're attributed to a couple of different things, improper building design sometimes. I built these sheds myself. Telephone poles and 4x4. There wasn't enough slope on the roof for the snow to come off. That's really what the problem was. The snow load exceeded the design capability, and the imbalance of where it was on the roof caused the frame structure to weaken and to collapse, and there were about 18, 20 cows underneath this portion of the barn, and 8 of them died. So, in looking at this, learning from my mistake, the snow loads, design the building so the snow can come off. If the snow load is 30 pounds per square foot and the roof was designed for 40 pounds, shouldn't be a problem. My roofs were not designed to hold 11 feet of snow. They just weren't. And so whether you're buying something like a Morton building or you're putting it up yourself, I think we build them in the warm weather, so we're not thinking about these things, but you really do need to think about them because barn roofs, whether they're metal or whether they're wood, if you can hear creaking in the building, you got a problem with the trusses. And if there's bowing, if the roofs are beginning to bow at the rafters or headers or columns, these are signs that you're going to have problems if you don't get the animals out of that barn, especially with all, again, the snow. And the cold is another thing that it's hard to, if you've got a feedlot, you got to have the animals closer in so that they're getting heat from each other and that they always, I thought this was, I thought everybody knew this, but they need to be eating all the time in order to create body heat, body warmth. That was one of the things I grew up, I knew that from when I was a kid. The more they are eating, and the good quality food is what they're going to, no matter what, if it's cold, they're going to eat. And the eating is what keeps their temperature normal and keeps their bodies working. So not only worrying about the snow, but the cold, make sure the cows have plenty to eat. And it may be very difficult to get to them because of the snow and the cold, but they're making a difference. That's your job. You're the farmer. You decide you want to milk cows, so you need to be prepared. Otherwise, it's just cruel. And that's something that I never wanted to... I have always had a special bond with my cows. They weren't just objects to me. They weren't just commodities to me. They were beings that deserved the best treatment they could possibly get. And in a sort of psychic sense, they added a lot. I had camaraderie. And whether everybody has that or not, some people are chuckling now. They're listening to this because they don't think the cows are beings to be. They're treated any differently than any other commodity, and I disagree with that. So anyway, the point is be prepared to get the snow off of your roofs if you're in the throes of planning to build a new barn or a structure that will prevent the weather from bothering your animals. Then you got to look at the roof line, the pitch, the strength of the joists, the strength of all of the under the roof material, very important. And then as far as the cold is concerned, you got to make sure the cows have, again, I thought this was common sense, but for some it isn't apparently. You got to have the ability to have the cows with food all the time. Keep them eating. That keeps them warm and keeps them alive. So there's my word to the wise based on the weather and the news this week. In a moment, we meet Lisa Kverst and find out what's going on her farm. Right now, though, I want to help you lose weight. You're not any different than lots of other people who have gotten stuck at the end of the holiday season with about 10, 12, 14 pounds on your body. This is for men and women. I think a lot of times when I talk about Calitrin, for some reason or other, it seems to register with men, but not necessarily with women. And I would have thought it had been the other way around, because Calitrin is all natural. It's all healthy. The main ingredient is collagen. That's the protein that 30% of your body is made from. And these people have been, they came up with this formula 23, 24 years ago and have been selling it successfully ever since, because not only does it help maintaining your weight, doesn't have any adverse effects, and it helps joint support because of the collagen contents, treating arthritis, acid reflux, that kind of stuff. It has aloe in it as well. So collagen and aloe together, powerful for weight loss, powerful for a healthy body. You want to lose the weight and keep it off. It happens slowly. It doesn't happen overnight. But I will tell you, because it works so well, it is something I'm happy to recommend. I'm using it once again. The essential active ingredient is collagen protein. That's what helps you build lean muscle mass, pushes the fat out. Your fat is burned off. That's how you lose the weight. So let's get at it. Taking collagen amazingly helps stimulate your body to produce more collagen, too, on its own. And the nutrients there you need for proper bodily functions. Get your body to focus the proper way. Toploss.com is the website to go. It's the only way you can order Calitrin. Go online to toploss.com, use the code DJV, and save 10% on using this weight loss product. 10% off and free bottles after you buy three. All right, you ready? Toploss.com, lose the weight safely, effectively, and naturally with Calitrin. Use the code DJV for 10% off.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour.
Yeah.
That's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
This report is brought to you by Toyota. Toyota introduces the new 2019 Corolla hatchback. The fun-to-drive model evokes style without compromise while boosting Toyota's newest, most technologically advanced features in a small car. With its lengthy list of standard features that includes Intune 3.0 with Apple CarPlay and Amazon Alexa connectivity, a revised sport-tuned suspension, and Toyota Safety Sense 2.0, Corolla hatchback strikes a resounding chord with drivers who value authenticity, utility, safety, and style. Peter Greenberg, Emmy-winning investigative reporter.
I grew up driving a small stick-shift car with no power. It was a struggle. But what I've discovered with the Corolla hatchback is a powerful manual transmission car with surprising balance. It's fun to drive and can actually haul all of my stuff for a road trip that gets me there and back on just one tank of gas, not to mention accessibility to the affordable destinations I write about.
For more, visit Toyota.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer welcoming Lisa Keverst. It's Keverest. I got to make sure I pronounce the name correctly. From In Serendipity Farm. I have a bed and breakfast there as well. She's the author of a book, Soil Sisters, A Toolkit for Women Farmers. I have long felt that women were unsung when it came to farming, and now more and more women are owning the farm, working the farm, and I've wanted to have a program devoted to just women on the farm. So this is my opportunity to get with you, Lisa, and find out whether you are the norm. Do you think you are? Are there a lot of women who are like you who have, I don't know what your farm background is. Are you a farm kid? Did you grow up on the farm?
Morning. No, actually, I didn't, Doug. I am one of the new wave of farmers who grew up, in my case, in the urban scene in Chicago, but were drawn to rural areas and have been learning ever since. But to your question about women farmers, yeah, it's sort of funny because women raising food, feeding our families and communities is like the oldest thing, right? Since the dawn of agriculture. But there's been a very exciting new wave of women running farm businesses that's increased about 20% in the last 20 years. So that's
why do you think that is, Lisa? What's the driving force? Why?
Yeah, there's multiple reasons. One of them is, frankly, stronger economic and policy recognition in the sense of women and farm ownership and laws changing so that things are better recognized. The USDA, the Ag Census counting women, which actually only started in the 70s when there was more than one farm ownership on the census form. So things have changed in fairly recent decades to recognize these numbers. But it's really the growing movement of people wanting to connect with their farmer and women seeing that and realizing that that's a business opportunity too, and in many cases following dreams they've had for years in their hearts of, hey, I really want to start this farm, and now's the time to, in most cases, grow fresh fruits and vegetables, raise meats, and sell them directly to their local community.
Yeah, I think that when I was a kid growing up, the women on the farm, the wives, were quiet. They took care of a lot of the behind-the-scenes things needed to be prepared, depending on whether it was a dairy farm or a produce farm. The work was just as grueling. Physically, it was as tough. You got to be strong, have to have a strong constitution, and then responsible for all the things in the home as well, raising children often. With the farmers that were working, in my case, the 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week thing, that made it tough to pay attention to children. So We're dealing with women on the farm here on the American Family Farmer this week.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Family farmer Doug Steffen here with Lisa Kemmerist, who runs a farm with her husband in Serendipity Farm. It's also a bed and breakfast. She's written a book on her own called Soil Sisters, a Toolkit for Women Farmers. You can probably see more about that if you go to the website, INN, Serendipity, the word, all one word, INNSERENDIPITY.com. She and her husband, John, have also written a book called Homemade for Sale, Farmstead Chef, Ecopreneuring, and Rural Renaissance. Now, that's an interesting, that's a mouthful and a half. So how do you share as a maybe what I would like from you, Lisa, if you wouldn't mind, is to tell me what a day in the life you're maybe a typical farm woman. I don't know whether you look upon yourself as being a typical farm woman, but what's a day in the life of you working on the farm like?
Sure. Yeah, it's an interesting question because I think typical might be gone in the sense of.
It is. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
You know, everything's a little different and people are approaching things in different ways. A big part of our story in Serendipity that you see increasingly in women-run farms is diversification and having multiple small businesses on the farm like we do with the bed and breakfast and with doing some value-added cottage food products, et cetera, that they add up to a stronger income stream but keep things lively and, maybe not far from typical. But to your question, we're quite seasonal in Wisconsin given the four seasons, given the cold front we're fighting right now. But for us, we really gear up for the summer season with the bed and breakfast, and we will have guests around the breakfast table. So that's often my hat in the morning is making those muffins and having what we call a 10-foot garden-to-plate breakfast of really focusing on what's in season and what is ripe and fresh. And it's great to see people responding to that and coming out specifically because they want to know their food source. So we do a lot of that, and then do a diversified vegetables in the field. So a little bit of everything. We sell a lot to our B&B guests and local restaurant sales, do a lot of garlic, and do A lot of what we, again, use on the plate, or we do the value-added side with some high-acid food, pickles, sauerkraut, that sort of thing. So it really depends on the time of year. The books you mentioned more so get done during the winter when farm season outside is slower. But in many ways, Doug, it's like modeling Mother Nature, if you will, in that she doesn't plant just one seed, right, and has a lot of diversity in our ecosystem. And looking at our farms that way as well to make both healthy businesses from the bottom line perspective, but I find, and John finds, it really fuels us from a livelihood perspective, too, and a creativity perspective, and to have different things going on and different ideas bouncing around.
All right, so you told me about what you do on the farm, but I want to know what your life as the woman who basically sounds like she runs the... What's a typical day like, or are you telling me with all the diversity of the different crops that it isn't the same from one day to the next?
Yeah, it does vary a lot. You're very right there. In the peak of the summer, I'm usually the one up early, the morning riser, who gets the breakfast going for the B&B. And John, he's the garden planner, so he's the one right now getting our seed orders in and keeping that in line. So we, to your point, depending on the time of year, that depends on what is the duties of the day out in the field and the harvests and the plantings. And that, you know, typically gets done during the day. We also, another aspect of our farm is we run the farm on renewable energy, so we are completely powered by the sun, which is a crop we don't often talk about, but that one actually is probably the lowest maintenance. We just put in a new system this past summer, and that's one that is always working thanks to the sun, and in this case, we overproduce and get a check back from our utility.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm doing that on my farm as well. More from Lisa Kavarist after a few words from your local station at 28 past the hour. It's the American.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
That's our focus here. This program has become pretty well preserved, actually, if I do say so myself, because of its acceptance around the country every week. And then there's the podcast, too, which you can share with your friends if they don't get to hear this thing when it's on the air live. Every week, we put together a podcast of the important elements of our conversation from the previous week. You can find the podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. They're becoming quite popular, thank you. It's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. All right, so we have Lisa Kiverest here with us from In Serendipity Farm, the bed and breakfast. We're talking about the women who are farmers now. Resources. Where do you send women when you meet them to learn more about what it takes to be not the farm wife? I think I don't want to confuse this, because there are some who will think we're talking about being the farm wife. You are a farm wife, but you also are the driving force. You're a co-partner in many ways, probably running the farm. So should I be differentiating between being the farm wife? Because when I grew up, the farm wife didn't have as much of a hand in what was going on most farms as you do and many others do today.
Yeah, you bet, Doug. That's a really good question, because the bottom line is roles are changing on farms, and it's a diversity of things, and very, very much, as you've talked about, a team effort between husbands and wives and siblings and family and partners and community. And that is really exciting because it's giving folks more opportunities to do different things and take on different roles. And there's a variety of tasks that women do on farms historically and even more so now. But to what we're talking about is women who are running the farm business, or as I do with my husband John, run a part of it, and we do it as a team, but taking on more of a managerial role there and implementing the vision of what this farm is going to do. And to your question on resources, that's a really interesting part with women farmers, is the research shows that women, not just in agriculture, but really all aspects, women learn best from each other. And a peer-based learning model is really what works well for women farmers. So in my work, I work in the Midwest here with MOSES, the Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Service, and direct our Women Farmer Training Project in her boots. And we design our on-farm workshops very much around that of knowledge sharing and providing forums for women to get together, be it informally over a local potluck like we do a lot in Wisconsin, to on-farm field days specifically for women, and having that opportunity to share and ask questions and bring in, yes, great resources and women from the different agencies and USDA offices to your peers. And it's interesting, too, when you look at the statistics behind new women farmers. It's being driven a lot by women midlife, women in their 40s and 50s who may have grown up on a family farm and want to return to those roots, may be like me and be city kids who always had this dream and said, hey, let's do it. And I need to do it now, right, before time flips away. And that is a really interesting idea of peer networking, because women coming into farming in their 50s bring a range of experiences, probably not ag-related, but other. They might have run businesses. They might have worked in other organizations and have a skill set that is very much needed on the farm. And again, something we can learn from each other. And that's very much the spirit of the Soil Sisters book, is over 100 women farmers contributed, shared their stories, shared their insights and ideas. So the part I love about it is that really collaborative setting, and it goes against the rules of business competition, right? Because we women realize that when we all succeed, agriculture succeeds, our family farm succeeds, and we're all in this together, and we really need to support each other.
Yeah, it's much different. I grew up around men running the farm, you're right, and that's why I differentiated between the farm wife and the woman who's running the farm. There is a difference. There's a wholesale change in what's going on. Women are better communicators. They just are, although a lot of the younger farmers that I know are doing, both men and women, interesting things, using the resources, social media, for example, finding things out. We can now, I have a new idea, mowing machine, and we couldn't find the book for it, and there was a real problem with one of the shafts, and so we went to my guy has an iPhone, and he just goes on the iPhone, and he goes to New Idea or AgCo, and they have a drawing right there online, a sketch of the parts book and the way the machine comes apart. And that's all. He didn't have to go to the dealer and order a book. All he had to do is go online and fix the thing in the same moment that it needed to be fixed, rather than wait a week to get a copy of the schematic from the dealer. And I think that's the kind of thing that is being done, but also just spreading the word about what you can do. People are using social media for telling their story. And I mean, I'm sure that if people go to inserendipity.com, the website for your farm and the B&B, they could find out immediately whether they wanted to go. I've actually thought about having, and I know it's been done successfully, I wonder whether you're doing it, having people come at the B&B, they stay the weekend, they pay you not only to stay in the B&B, but to learn about the farm. There's a farm package, a weekend on the farm. Bring the family for $500. You can experience working on the farm and doing farm chores and learning about the animals. Have you done anything like that?
Totally. The area of agritourism is booming and is very female-led, because I think We women do have a natural knack and love to host and bring people to the farm, particularly kids and families. So, yes, that is a great opportunity and increasing where people not just want to know their farmer and where their food comes from. They want to visit. And, yes, they want to pay for those experiences.
Yeah.
We have run now here in my local South Central Wisconsin area, based on this Women Farmer Network that we have, an annual event called Soil Sisters, the first weekend in August, which is now grown to be the largest women-run event of its kind on farms in the country. And that's exactly
really?
What we do, is farm tours, and folks come out for culinary events and to see different farm experiences, to learn how to butcher a chicken, to learn how to work with fiber from animals, a real diversity of workshops. But it's based on that exact idea you're talking about, that people want to get out on farms. And the more we can do that, I really see that as a win-win, because it's adding economic vibrancy to a farm's bottom line on the agritourism front. But it's really building those farm connections. And once somebody's been out to a farm, once they have collected eggs, that's life-changing. And people can't go back, you know, to just not caring and not knowing what's on their table or whatnot. It's a relationship that agritourism really builds. So, yeah, and to your point, too, about social media and the internet, that's really helping drive a lot of the agritourism, where you see folks starting farm stays and bed and breakfasts and different forms of farm-to-table dinners. And in the Midwest, we have a lot of these pizza farms now, where farmers are serving pizza on the farm one night a week, and ways to get the word out really easily and for folks to share their experiences with anything from photos on Instagram to inviting other friends on Facebook. It's a way that you can get your business up and running much, much quicker than you could just a couple years ago.
There's a trend in my area to do farm to table. That is, the farm grows the food and whatever, it's the animals and the vegetables, and that's what they serve. There's a very high-end farm not far from me that does just that, and that's why they have such support, because they took an old barn, converted it to a restaurant. People are trying to get me to do that with one of my barns now on my farm, converted to a restaurant. I don't grow produce on my farm. I'm a dairy guy, although I'm going to be growing hemp and perhaps hops on the farm, and even a cannabis grow, because I find that that is the sort of thing around here where it's very expensive to farm will keep the farm viable. It's a little bit controversial, but
it's a profitable crop. You see a lot of discussion on that here in the Midwest, too. It's definitely a future trend. And especially what you're talking about, too, of the on-farm food service. It's an interesting area that really needs some good research on behalf of the farmer, because it often requires commercial kitchens or infrastructure investments that can get quite pricey.
Very expensive. Absolutely.
The resource there, Renewing the Countryside, is a nonprofit that does a lot of ag education, and just came out with something called Come and Get It, What You Need to Know to Serve Food on Your Farm. It's a free downloadable training resource that's a little Midwest focused. You'll read some good stories about those pizza farms in there. But
that's an idea. As soon as you said that, I thought, because I have an ice cream bus. I serve, if you go online to EastleyFarm.com, that's my, whether Victoria told you, EastleyGh, EastleyFarm.com, you can see some of the things that I'm doing, not as expansive as you are, but I'm in the process of sort of rebuilding the farm, and we created an ice cream bus last year that really and we have lots of activities for people.
We need that in my dairy state here in Wisconsin.
You do.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, well, go look at it. You can see it at the website, EastleyFarm.com. We'll spend a few more minutes here with Lisa Caveras after we get you to get a good night's sleep. If you've been losing sleep and you're not enjoying, you're busy, a lot on your mind, you go to bed, your pillow's not comfortable, the mattress isn't comfortable, the sheets are no good, and you're wondering why you're not getting a good night's sleep. Well, the reason you're not getting a good night's sleep is because you don't have the tools. The best pillow is from MyPillow. The best mattresses are from MyPillow. All kinds of deal. The limited time for MyPillows for the price of two continues. You get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's DJV at MyPillow.com. Buy everything there at 50% off. get great bargains. These Giza sheets, the pillows, pillowcases, just wonderful. And guaranteed for your money back. That's something you won't find with other pillows and bedroom supply houses. Two premium plus pillows, 55% you save on those. So it goes on and on. Check out the resources for a great night's rest. Save big money by using the DJV code at mypillow.com.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
That's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Don't forget our podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. As a matter of fact, the most recent podcast has a focus on what the president recently claimed. He says he's going to increase the annual farm net income by $4 billion in our country, and certainly that's important with so many farmers suffering, small family farmers, so many dairy people. So I asked in the most recently produced podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, that's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, I asked Ken Iverson, who runs the Wooden Shoe Family Farm in Oregon, the answer to that question. How can we do that? The story of this farm is actually kind of cool as well. You'll enjoy that on the podcast. Began in 1950. And it was originally a tulip farm, but then they expanded their operation to include cut flowers and different types of tulips, a gift shop, food activities on the weekends for members of the farm group and family members of this group. They've added a lot of other things, like they have a winery. It's a fabulous, really great website. I remember being awestruck when I looked at their website. It's woodenshoe.com, all one word. It's really, I like the fact that we can go there. And then on the podcast, Molly Yeh, host of the television series Girl Meets Farm, talks about the things that are being produced on the food networks and how food is being shown to be kind of a fun. It ought to be fun. Food should be fun. Have fun with food. Pay attention to our podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. All right, we've got a couple more minutes here with Lisa Caveras from In Serendipity Farm. I had two questions. One of them has to do with how extensive the workforce is in your family. Is it you and your husband? Do you have other people? Do you have children that are working there or relatives? Or how are you finding help?
Right. We pretty much do manage it on our own. We have a 17-year-old son who is quite helpful, Liam. But we intentionally kept things small so that we could manage it ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it gets a little crazy sometimes.
Oh, sure it does.
Projects go undone. But, yeah, that was our goal.
All right. Now, you also made me think about, you made a comment about solar power, solar families, farms using this for the family and the farm. I'm doing this as well on my farm. This is becoming quite the thing. And growing crops, running the farm, using solar is very efficient. Did somebody come to you with a plan, or did you go out and seek the input of people that were solar builders?
Right. So interestingly, we had run on wind for 20 years. We had a wind turbine small scale on the farm and switched to solar last summer exclusively because the cost of solar or photovoltaics has gone down so much. We work with a number of different organizations. The Midwest Renewable Energy Association does a lot of renewable energy education. And wherever you live, there's probably a nonprofit that can help you get started and may have an event or a conference because, to your point, it's a total win-win because
it is.
It's great for the environment and conservation, but it can help your bottom line, too, and needs to be thought of with all that in mind.
Lisa, you're a breath of fresh air. Thank you. Very nice. I'm very happy we were able to meet in these surroundings. Lisa Kavarist, the In Serendipity Farm and Bed and Breakfast at the website inserendipity.com. Thank you for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road, go walk around the bend, play by the river, climb up in the lawn.
I look forward to spring again.
Welcome.
Take my tractor down the road or some of them anyway. So much fun. Great stuff on the farm. This is the American Family Farmer. Don't forget the podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We've been talking about two things so far in this hour. The weather, and the Midwest has frozen this week. This is the age of weather extremes. Australia, farmers there fighting fires. The country is literally on fire because it's so hot down there. So we hold a good thought for the farmers there, the farms and the animals in the Midwest and the upper Midwest, especially where the temperatures this week, 20, 30, 40 degrees below zero. Awful for the animals. In a moment, I want to go back to what we our main focus, and that is women farmers and what's going on there. I have because more and more women are operating farms in our country, there are, and the lady that we were talking to was a new farmer. She had those really good, strong business skills, though, and that was, I think, made it essential in her success. But I want to talk about some of the other things that are part of the networking for women farmers here on the American Family Farmer right after this. Calitrin, one of the best ways, if not the best way, the healthiest way anyway, to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely. The major ingredient in Calitrin is collagen, and collagen is the protein that helps you build more muscle and so many things that are dependent on collagen to make them all work well. They are all affected to the plus side when you're using Calitrin. So, go to toploss.com. You get a special deal if you check the box for DJV. The DJV program, happy to promote this product because it works. It's called Calitrin, Calotren, and you get it only online by going to toploss.com if you mention the DJV program. And as a matter of fact, when you buy three bottles, get the fourth one free. Check that box for DJV. Go to toploss.com for Calitrin.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the American Family Farmer brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember. It's now available around the country in stores everywhere. So, the focus on women farmers. There are a lot of discussion-based groups and workshops that are bringing women together to learn from experts in production and finance and human resources and marketing, even legal things that are beginning to matter, especially if you're doing agritourism on your farm. You need to protect yourself intelligently. So the skills being taught by a lot of these folks who are getting together, passing on the information to fellow participants, because there's so much interest, the dynamic increase in interest, that I find wonderfully rewarding. I find so many people are interested. They're curious, and then they get involved. They don't really understand or appreciate what really goes on the farm, but they want to learn, and that brings more people in. There are a number of these organizations in, 33 different organizations in as many different states. Here in New England, we have them up in New Hampshire and Vermont, but they're all around looking. I'm sure if you go to the National Farmers Union or the American Farm Bureau Federation, they'll tell you because they have programs to network women farmers. They see this as a way of reinforcing farm numbers and bringing more and more people in. I've always found that women were much better at organizing, much better at selling, much better pretty much at everything. And I think that there's the diversity of women, the way women, the ruggedness, if you will, because farm work requires that you be strong and healthy. If you're going to do the physical work, and that's one of the things also that's kind of refreshing that's coming out of all of this. Women are playing a role and appreciating the strength and things that they can do on their own. So it's all part of making the world of the American family farmer more focused or as focused on women as men. Great idea. I'm Doug Steffen with the ideas on the American Family Farmer, 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.